Key 14, Corporate Merger and Acquisitions. In a merger, one corporation takes over both the assets and the liabilities of another. In some cases, the acquiring company survives and the acquired company goes out of existence. In others, the two corporations merge into a new corporation. This is generally referred to as a consolidation. The name of the new company is often chosen to remind the public of the two prior names, especially if those names were associated with quality products or a popular image. Discussions for a friendly merger usually begin on a management level and are quickly elevated to a board level. The board of directors of the target corporation has a fiduciary duty to recommend to the shareholders whatever it thinks is in their best interest. A merger must be approved by the shareholders of the corporation to be acquired. A meeting of shareholders must be called, and a notice of that meeting and agenda must set forth the details of the proposed merger. The merger must be approved by whatever majority vote is stipulated by the bylaws or charter of the corporation. Shareholders of the target corporation who do not wish to participate in the merger have the right to have their shares cashed out, which is sometimes referred to as dissenters' rights or appraisal rights. Shareholders wishing to exercise this option must notify the corporation in writing by a certain date specified by statute. The corporation is then obligated to have its value determined by appraisal and to pay off the requesting shareholders. The appraisal is supposed to be computed without taking into consideration the contemplated merger. One reason shareholders might take this course is to avoid